USA Radio News.
I'm Kevin Bessler. Thanksgiving 2020 is here. Millions have went against the advice of health experts and traveled to be with loved ones.
I know the country has grown weary of the fight. We need to remember we're at war with a virus, not with one another, not with each other.
President-elect Joe Biden giving his Thanksgiving Day address a day after the U.S. reported its deadliest day since May, and it could get worse. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Wednesday published a national forecast that predicts 294,000 to 321,000 coronavirus deaths by December 19th. While travel appears to be significantly down from years prior, roughly 900,000 to 1 million people per day pass through U.S. airport checkpoints from Friday through Wednesday. Sunday is expected to be busy as well. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A Supreme Court ruling involving New York churches and synagogues.
New York won't be able to enforce a COVID-19 restriction on houses of worship after the Supreme Court issued an injunction late Wednesday. By a 5-4 vote, the court issued an opinion that called the coronavirus restrictions a violation of religious freedom because the orders singled out churches and synagogues, while businesses that were deemed essential were allowed to operate with few restrictions. The state of New York had tried to put 10- and 25-person occupancy limits on houses of worship, leading to the suit from the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Agudath Israel. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Healthcare workers in Oklahoma who have tested positive for the coronavirus but are asymptomatic, meaning they are not showing any symptoms, can continue working at hospitals and long-term care facilities, but according to health officials, only as a last resort. Some healthcare workers in the state have pushed back on the new guidance. The Oklahoma Nurses Association, for instance, called it reckless. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Disney plans to lay off around 32,000 more employees in the first half of 2021 as the coronavirus pandemic continues to beleaguer its theme park businesses. The company made the revelation in an SEC filing Wednesday, and it said the layoffs would primarily affect employees in its parks, experiences, and products division. Disney has taken a big hit at its theme parks due to COVID-19 restrictions and decreased attendance. The Dallas Cowboys are playing today with a heavy heart after a popular coach passed away.
Marcus Paul, strength and conditioning coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys, passed away on Wednesday. The 54-year-old collapsed Tuesday in his office at team headquarters. He was treated by team medical staff and transported to a hospital and placed on life support. He was surrounded by family as he passed. Marcus Paul was in his 21st season as a strength and conditioning coach before he joined Dallas in 2018. He spent 11 years in the role with the Giants. In his time as a coach, he helped teams win 5 Super Bowls. Marcus Paul's cause of death is still pending. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
An undetermined number of Thanksgiving chefs who purchased their bird from Whole Foods woke up this morning to a concerning email. A letter from the Amazon customer service department said a small number of fresh market turkeys that were purchased from Whole Foods did not meet our high expectations for quality. The note stressed that there was no known food safety or health risk with any of the turkeys, but still its recipients would be given a $50 Amazon gift card credited to their account. For USA Radio News, I'm Kevin Bessler.